Mood Gym with Don Brown. This podcast is available now on 10 different podcasting sites, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, CastBox, Anchor.fm, Player.fm, Roku TV through iTunes channel, and your smart speakers. So we're on about 10 different podcasting apps now, and so we're getting more and more folks following and listening each time we do a new podcast. And today we're going to talk about awareness, distractions, hooks, values. Last time and a few times before, we were talking about how I had checklists when I was doing some small plane flying, and how checklists were not only beneficial, they were a requirement for all pilots to do and have before and during their flying, and even after they get back on the ground, there's checklists. And we talked about starting our engine, there was a checklist. After you start the engine, there was a little checklist. And now we'll talk a little bit about before taking off. There's a checklist. In a small airplane or any airplane, in fact, you want to face your aircraft into the wind, which helps to get off the ground quicker and easier. And in fact, in some circumstances, it would be impossible to fly your airplane if you took off with the wind. So that's the number one on our before takeoff list. You check our controls, make sure they're moving freely and nothing is getting caught up. You check your operation of your flaps, you set your trim tab, you run your engine up, you check your magnetos, check your carb heat, cycle your propeller, check your oil pressure, check your fuel pressure, check your amp meter for charging the battery. Check your suction gauge, and you idle your engine at that point. You set your directional gyro and any of your nav instruments. Set your altimeter to your current height above ground level. Turn your boost pump on to make sure your fuel is getting to the engine. Check to make sure your door is latched, and that your autopilot is actually turned off. So as you can see, there's about 17 or so little things that are very important for each and every pilot to take care of before they even take off. This is just while they're sitting on the ground after they've started the engine. And likewise, there's things that we need to do in our lives similar to checklists. And often we're on kind of automatic pilot. Remember, one of the last things on our pilot checklist was actually to turn the autopilot off, because you don't want to be taken off and allowing the plane just to fly itself when you really haven't given it any directions yet. So the same thing in our life, we don't want to just turn our autopilot on and just be going from here to there and up and down and all around without having some sense of where we're going and how we're going to get there. And that, of course, leads into our values that we've been talking about for several weeks, that we want to have about a dozen or so values that lead us in a certain direction. And then as we're flying or as we're doing our life behaviors and in our thinking of our minds, we want to check and see if those things we are doing and thinking are leading us toward our values or toward our destination or away from our values. And we'll get into a little bit of a secrets of a meditation today. Secrets being something that are unknown. And a lot of things we do and think about can lead us into some distress because we haven't quite learned or at least practiced some of the so-called secrets of life that may have been more evident when we were younger, but as we grow older and have life experiences, jobs and marriages and children and what have you, we kind of get away from those little secrets that we probably knew when we were much younger and probably practiced, but got away from over time. And one of the things we've been talking about also is meditation awareness. I like to think of meditation as more of awareness. Some people think of mindfulness. You know, I'll give you some little secrets that I found help myself, and may help you or may not, but you can give them a try. And we'll do those little secrets as we go through this podcast today. One of the ones that most people are familiar with is paying attention to your breathing as part of an awareness training. And one of the ones that I think are a great benefit is doing a counting type of awareness training. And it's very simple. You get yourself in a relaxed place that's quiet and you won't be disturbed. You don't necessarily have to be doing any certain pose or sitting in a certain way or anything. Just be somewhere where you're comfortable. Now, the idea of the counting is to eliminate your mind from being distracted, because as you're counting, it's going to be a little bit harder to be distracted by anything, by your thoughts or by something in the environment. So here's the basic formula for my secret of the counting awareness training. You breathe in slowly to a count of four, and you want to go as slow as you can comfortably. So you can change your speed of counting to suit your particular body and fitness and comfortableness. So you breathe in through your nose to a count of four. Then you hold that breath for a count of seven. Then you exhale through your mouth, preferably to a count of eight. So again, you inhale for a count of four. You hold that breath for a count of seven. Then you exhale for a count of eight. So it's four, seven, eight. Four, seven, eight. And it's best if you do breathe in and breathe in with your nose and exhale with your mouth. But if that's uncomfortable for you, don't worry about it. Just do whatever's comfortable for you. So again, breathe in for four counts, hold it for seven counts, and exhale for eight counts. And some people might have some distress at doing that, worried about holding their breath. That might be fearful to some, have some flashback from some something that happened to you in the past. But if it is a little uncomfortable, just vary your counting and just try to get through it a few times and it'll become more and more comfortable. Okay, so that's one of my secret ways of awareness training. The idea, again, is that you are just paying attention to your breathing. You're using these three different numbers, four, seven, and eight, so that helps you to not be distracted by extraneous thoughts or extraneous things that happen around you in your environment. And you do that for four times. So you do the four, seven, eight, do it four times. And that's all you need. And that'll take you, you know, less than 5 minutes. And I would suggest trying that twice a day, and if you feel somehow distressed or a little off balance, just sit yourself down, or you don't even have to sit yourself down, just wherever you are, if you're feeling unbalanced or a little bit tense, stressed, distressed, and you're in a place where you can do this without looking funny to onlookers or friends or family, just stop and do the 4-7-8 breathing exercise and do it four times. And then move on. And you'll find, at least I find, and you may find as well, that it's very helpful to cure places where you're feeling distress. Now, awareness, the idea of awareness we're talking about is not to get yourself relaxed. It may be a byproduct of the byproduct might be being relaxed, but the whole idea is the intention to be aware and to be able to pay attention at all times to what's going on around you without being distracted and without judgment. Once we get into the judging mind, then we have all kinds of problems because we start trying to figure out the problems, figuring out why did they do that? Why did I do that? You know, what would happen if I would have done it differently? What's going to happen in the future? Oh, what happened in the past? So we get all kinds of problem solving modes in our mind, which leads to actually no good results in most cases. So the idea of the awareness and these little awareness training ideas is to get in the habit of not having a judgmental mind and of not being distracted. Now, of course, there are times when there are distractions have to be paid attention to. If you see you're walking down the street and all of a sudden the car is coming towards you and coming onto the sidewalk, you want to pay attention and react to that appropriately. But if you're in the mind of an aware mind, you're going to be able to react to that much quicker than, say, you are walking down the street thinking about your boss is yelling at you and you had a stomach ache from a bad meal at the restaurant today, and that's going to distract you so much you're not going to be able to react to that car coming towards you. So the awareness is all good and no bad. So we want to try to just constantly be aware of what we're thinking, what we're doing, without being distracted or judgment. And so that 4-7-8 breathing is one of the secrets to being able to train yourself into that habit. Okay, we're talking also about distractions. Another way I think of distractions are hooks. We often get our minds hooked on something, and then our behavior changes to act according to whatever that hook is. Like, for example, myself, one of my hooks is if I get a little nervous or stressed out, I will run to the refrigerator or run to the snack pile and get something to eat. And that's one of my hooks, is I'm being hooked to distract myself from unpleasant feelings. So if I'm feeling something unpleasant, I am hooked to go and get something to temporarily distract myself. Now, the important thing is when I do that, yes, it does distract me, but it soothes me for a short period. You know, once I eat that cookie or whatever, it distracts me and soothes me for maybe a couple minutes. But then everything comes back because I kind of tried to ignore my distressed feeling and what that was about, why I was distressed, or even that I was distressed. I just triggered by some feeling of distress, and I run to get that cookie. So you can think of that as a hook, something that hooks you. And if you think about your daily life, you'll find many, many times that you're hooked, that you're going for something, you're doing some action, or you're thinking something over and over and over that's hooking you. So the awareness is a way to prevent that. Once we're aware that I have a feeling that I'm distressed, I have a feeling that I'm reading something that I'm not comfortable with, I'm seeing something on TV I'm not comfortable with, I just am aware that that's happening, and then I let it go. I don't have to run and get that cookie. I just know that I'm feeling some distress, and I recognize what it is, and I don't try to solve anything. I just recognize it. And then that helps me to prevent being hooked. So we'll talk about hooks from time to time. And as you go through your day, just see where you feel being hooked into some behavior that may temporarily work for you for a few minutes, literally a few minutes, but that hook probably is not helping you in the long term, especially when you think about those values we've been talking about, those dozen values that you've been compiling over the last few podcasts. Get about a dozen values. And so you look at that hook that you do or think about and see if it's contributing a movement towards your value or away from your value. And most likely it's going to be away from that value. So in summary, today we have the little awareness training secret of the counting breaths, counting while you're breathing, I should say. You're four, counting to four as you breathe in, holding the breath for seven counts, I should say, and then exhaling for eight counts. Do that four times. Talked about distractions and hooks and talked about paying attention again to those values. We'll keep hitting on those values, to think about those constantly, have that list in front of you or available. So as you feel a moment coming on where you're nervous or distracted, see if that's because you're doing something or thinking something that's taking you away from your values. And that's about all for today. We'll give you some little more secrets of meditation, awareness, mindfulness in coming podcasts. And thanks for everybody listening. And please, if you can, make some comments or rate the podcast wherever you are seeing it or hearing it, I should say. And that's important, especially for folks on iTunes. iTunes places apparently a great deal of importance on ratings people put on the podcast and also how many comments they get. So if you're on iTunes, appreciate iTunes wants everybody to call it Apple Podcasts. They want to distinguish between iTunes and Apple Podcasts. So if you're on Apple Podcasts, make some comments and rate the podcast. Appreciate that. Okay, we'll see you next time. I'm Don Brown with Mood Gym.